Yeah, we could have. I thought the players gave it everything today against a good side. Look, I've always said, and to be up front and honest, we're in this division up against all these full-time clubs with the big, massive budgets. You know, I know what the full budgets have got compared to what I've got, and it's night and day. Last week we went to Tannadice and Paulus have got something today against a strong Dunfermline side. We've got something, but it could have been more, you know. But we're competing really well in that division, and that's credit to players, because they're up against it every week, you know, but they keep coming. Yeah, the 3 hours we get a week with them, and they work really hard, you know, and you look at towards the end, we were strong, you know, and Dunfermline might have been running empty a wee bit, you know, so. But it could have went either way towards the end. We're disappointed in the goals we lost, because Alan March would come in and deal with the first one, you know, and we lost on enough the second. But overall, a draw might have been a fair result, but I'll be biased and say I thought we were nicked it, but I will say that. But no, it's a positive point, you know, and something will take on it next week.
Going to see, was it a bit disappointing the fact that you've got the boys
having
a one up at half time and you just switch off
and
keep should come as you say?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that was going to happen. They finally made the change. You know, they're going to have a spell in the game, and they're right at it. They were to them, the crowd are on their side, you know, and that gives you a second wind. We had to ride that storm whenever, and that was the most disappointing thing, because it turned ice last week. We'd done that, we did, we looked very comfortable, you know, so we looked a bit ragged at that point. They got their goal, you know, hung in, but to be 2-1 down and to come back the manner we did was great for the players, you know, and delighted for them that they've got something from it.
Change of formation
for you,
seems to be working.
Yeah, because obviously we know in this division to go toe-to-toe with a lot of the clubs, and it's difficult because what they've got, the wealth, the full-time aspect, you know, so a lot of times we have to go that suits us. It's not ideal with playing one striker, but with Gary Flem up the park, you can see how well he does, you know. But I think the system's worked really well. It gave me a lot of opportunities to go today. So, yeah, it's something we'll keep looking at. You know, if we need to do that to get points, we'll do it.
And Robert Thompson, obviously, stuck out on the left, and that was a key.
Yeah, worked last week, and Robert's played it a lot. But Robert had to get patched up before the game, as did Gary Flem. And Darren Barr at 2 o'clock wasn't making it because his wife's a given birth, you know. So we weren't too sure if we're going with him. So we had a couple of guys that weren't really 100%, you know. But credit to them, because they certainly put a shift in. Thanks. Thank you.